Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. That was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. Joseph, too, went up from the town of Galilee to Nazareth in Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I proclaim to you news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests." When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Was the night before Christmas, and all through God's house, a lot of creatures were stirring, even the church mouse. For dinner may be waiting, or gifts to unwrap, it's surely no time for a long winter's nap. The flockings are hung on the church walls with care, the creche is in place, and the Christ child is there. So I thought to myself, to keep them composed, I had better abandon my usual prose. For if visions of sugar plums dance in your head, you might miss the vision of the gospel just read. For the gospel of Luke in the Bethlehem scene has hidden in symbols what Christmas doth mean. Mary and Joseph to a stable did go, for the Holiday Inn said, "Vacancy, no." And in this did St. Luke already foretell how few hearts would make room in which Christ would dwell, how he'd be rejected and misunderstood from Bethlehem's manger to Calvary's wood. The manger, a feeding place, also doth show that this child will be nourishment for both high and low, when he would give himself for us to dine on the sacrament signs of the bread and the wine. The child is wrapped in swaddling clothes to cover his pink little fingers and toes to show that although this child was God, he still needed warmth for his dear little bod. Then, what to his wondering eye should appear? Not Santa Claus and eight tiny reindeer. They'd be centuries early, although I suppose he'd have loved to have knelt there in his funny red clothes. Instead, there were shepherds, a rough, ready lot, who sheepishly entered and knelt at the spot where Mary had laid him, and Joseph stood guard as if they were posing for the first Christmas card. They spoke then of angels and songs in the night, that is, after they had stifled their original fright, and were told the glad tidings for all the world's joy of the birth of this special little king boy, whose coming would herald an era of peace, a kingdom of love, when all wars would cease, for he would be Savior, but without sword, and Christ, the Messiah, and this world's Lord. That was the message of the angels, they said, and the sign they would find would be no royal bed, but a child in a manger, swaddled with care, and that was the reason the shepherds were there. And when they returned to the fields whence they came, they spread the good news, and ne'er were the same. As we pause and look at the stable so crude, it seems to me all this is rather rude. For the birth of a king, a savior for us, it seems much more proper to raise up a fuss and build them a palace, or at least to fix something better than this Bethlehem Motel 6. But then we'd be missing what Luke here portrays, that the Savior, Lord Jesus, in his future days, would dine with poor sinners and welcome the worst, tell stories of mercy when the last would be first. For a new day was dawning for all of goodwill, full of wonderful promises he would fulfill when swords changed to plowshares, hostilities cease, and our weary world one day may make peace. If only we could love one another now that we have God for a brother. So, my friends, as we turn from this stable-like shrine and move to the altar, the bread and the wine, please remember a new birth will also appear when we call on our Savior to be reborn here. And then through the Eucharist in all the world's parts, he can be reborn in each of our hearts. May we be like the shepherds who came and adored and recognize him as our Savior and Lord. And may we be grateful as we go our way to celebrate his birth on this Christmas day. Amen.